hundreds more. Nothing happened for an hour, except that more and more troops appeared. They surrounded us. Goblin and Silent unleashed their wizardry. It took the form of a cloud of moths. I could not discern their provenance. They just gathered around the two. When they were maybe 1,000 strong, they fluttered away. For a while, there was a lot of screaming outside. When that died, I ambled over and asked a grim-faced goblin, "What happened?"
"Somebody with a touch of talent," he squeaked. "Almost as good as us."
"We in trouble?"
"In trouble? Us? We got it whipped, Croaker. We got them on the run. They just don't know it yet."
"I meant..."
"He won't hit back. He don't want to give himself away. There's two of us, and only one of him."
The Imperials began assembling artillery pieces. The compound had not been built to withstand bombardment. Time passed. The sun climbed. We watched the sky. When would doom come riding in on a carpet? Certain the Imperials would not immediately attack, the lieutenant had some of us gather our plunder on the parade ground, ready to board a wind whale. Whether he believed it or not, he insisted we would be evacuated after sunset. He would not entertain the possibility that the Taken might arrive first. He did keep morale up. The first missile fell an hour after noon. A ball of fire smacked down 12 feet short of the wall. Another arced after it. It fell on the parade ground, sputtered, fizzled. "Going to burn us out," I muttered to Tracker. A third missile came. It burned cheerfully, but also upon the parade. Tracker and Toadkiller Dog stood and stared over the ramparts, the dog stretching on his hind legs. After a while, Tracker sat down, opened his wooden case, withdrew 6 overly long arrows. He stood again, stared toward the artillery engines, arrow across his bow. It was a long flight, but reachable even with my weapon. But I could have plinked all day and not come close. Tracker fell into a state of concentration almost trance-like. He lifted and bent his bow, pulled it to the head of his arrow, let fly. A cry rolled up the slope. The artillerymen gathered around one of their number. Tracker loosed shafts smoothly and quickly. I'd guess he put 4 in the air at one time. Each found a target. Then he sat down.
"That's that."
"Say what?"
"No more good arrows."
"Maybe that's enough to discourage them."
"It was, for a while. About long enough for them to move back and put up some protective mantlets.
Then the missiles came again. One found a building. The heat was vicious. The lieutenant prowled the wall restlessly. I joined his silent prayer that the Imperials would not get worked up and rush us. There would be no way to stop them. Chapter 18 Siege. The sun was settling. We were alive still. No Taken carpet had come swooping out of the plain. We had begun to believe there was a chance. Something hammered on the gate, a great loud pounding like the hammer of doom. One Eye roared up, "Let me in, damn it!" Somebody scooted down and opened up. He came to the ramparts.
"Well?" Goblin demanded.
"I don't know. Too many Imperials."